The La Trobe Carnival could be in doubt this year, and it's all to do with some issues over the track. It's a little bit political, and to explain a bit more about it, I'm joined now by the Vice President of the La Trobe Bicycle Race Club, Noel Pearce. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Tell us briefly what the issue is with the track, or what the perceived issue is with the track that may actually be putting the carnival in jeopardy.
Under the new Aus Cycling management, we were concerned about how we were going to get approval for tracks from the Peak Authority, because the old Cycling Federation used to approve the tracks through their state federations, but of course now that body doesn't exist, so all the approvals have to come from Aus Cycling. All the tracks in Tasmania needed to be assessed where we were running carnivals, and particularly the Christmas Carnival Series, which comprises of seven carnivals, which have cycling, athletics, and in some cases wood chopping as well. Certainly in La Trobe we had all three. The problem with the assessment is that state appointed delegate, technical delegate, opted not to assess La Trobe. He assessed all others, and he arranged to have a mainland technical official come to Tasmania to do the assessment. Now, the assessment covers condition of the track, what impact points one has, what are the dangers associated with risks to competitors, that sort of thing. They then tabled a report which was discussed with Aus Cycling. There were some things in the report that our club didn't like very much. They had limited the number of riders in finals to 18. And then the last thing that really put the icing on the cake was that we had to erect a temporary steel barrier, like the ones they have around Criterium circuits, around the top of the track in the middle of the grass verge. As you recall, the Trobe track has a grass verge between 1.2 and 2 metres approximately around the top of the racing track at the Trobe. We went back to Aus Cycling with an explanation that we didn't believe 18 finals was practical, because our wheel race final has 24, a maximum of 24. They wanted to limit the bunch racing to 18, which we've agreed to. They conceded that wheel races could be as many as 24 riders, because they're in various parts of the track, being a handicap event, as with the 2000, but the club unanimously voted to veto the idea of a fence being erected to protect the riders from going into the spectators. We've in fact taken the view that having to erect a steel mesh barrier around the top of the racetrack would increase the risk of serious injury to riders if they happen to be forced to the grass, where in the past they've had that margin of error, they can actually ride back onto the track if they're forced off the track, whereas with a steel mesh fence around the perimeter of the oval, it would pose a greater risk to the riders and potentially cause greater injury.
Let me play devil's advocate for a minute here, Noel, but there's no fence at all at La Trobe, so once you get past that metre and a half of grass, you're actually in the crowd, aren't you?
Yeah, you go over the fence, yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's where they're coming from. They want to have some sort of a fence there, but you've said you're not going to have one, so where does that leave us now?
We've tried to make the point that having a fence doesn't necessarily keep riders in the field of play. We've seen riders go over the fence in a number of venues on outdoor tracks and impact spectators. But where it leaves us now is that if we don't budge on the fence, the carnival will not have permission to continue.
There's no way you can do it without that. You have to have that license, I guess, because if you don't have it, you haven't got liability insurance and everything else that goes with it.
Well, they won't allow their licensed riders to compete there.
Okay, right.
Okay, so you can't have a carnival with no cyclists.
No, that's for sure.
And we're a bicycle race club, so our 126-year history looks like it's going to be wrapped up on the basis of one report completed by a friend of mine who came from Victoria without me knowing. The first time we knew that there was the club knew that there was an inspection of La Trobe only, was after the event.
So at this stage, you're hoping that they'll overturn the decision. How late can they leave that decision before it's too late for you to put a carnival on? Obviously, you've got to talk to sponsors and organise everything, and you must have some sort of a deadline in mind.
Well, the logistics of it are horrendous because I don't think AusCycling are going to shift from their position. And we've basically taken the view that we've abandoned any prospect of having a carnival this year because of that fact.
Okay, well, let's hope it, it's resolved and it does go ahead, Noel, but it's disappointing if it doesn't, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the athletes miss out. I mean, I've had UCI commissaires who've officiated at the Trove, and you'll recall we had, some years ago, we had a UCI Sprint Series where international riders competed at the Trove, and the circumstances were no different. All our impact points were covered for the day. There was no fence there. There never has been a fence there, as far as I can recall. I mean, I've been tied up with the cycling club for 44 years, something like that. And we've had UCI commissaires officiate there. And one of my UCI mates in New South Wales has made the comment that La Trobe track is as safe as any of the other outdoor tracks. But the new hierarchy don't run with that. They adopting a position where if you haven't got a fence, you can't have racing.
Well, let's hope they do change their mind on that, Noel. It'd be very sad if the carnival does go under, but thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.